Vader, stop. No, stop. Slam on those brakes. Pull that car into the Taco Bell. Did it finish?
Yes.
Okay, all I heard was, ee! I didn't hear the crash.
I mean, you said Taco Bell, so yeah, I'm surprised you didn't hear a little bit of. Anyway, what were you saying?
Well, that comes later. Vader,
yes,
have you verified that your ballot has been received?
I have. It has been received.
Okay, great. Start the music. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
guys?
You big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 2nd of November, 2020, in the holy crap my year.
You mean the tooth.
Oh! Of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your, you know, bowl full of, or belly like a bowl full of jelly host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is the one who could not fit down a chimney. It's Big Fatty.
How dare you? I'd just love to see you try to fit down a chimney.
Everyone thinks now, I'm a svelte.
Y'all, I'm just going to make a prediction here at the start of the show. Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to make a prediction here at the start of the show. That I'm going to be doing a lot of listening today.
It was quite a week. So how was your week, Big Fatty?
Well, you know, it was pleasant. It was actually, there was a taste of fall.
Really? I thought it was 150 degrees most of the week.
Well, it got there, but...
Right. Yeah.
It was
still
better than 250 degrees.
Oh, right. Like, which is normal this time of year. Yeah, right. I know. Not to be old and talk about the weather, but...
Oh, it's too late.
Y'all, it's going to be 45 degrees tonight, the night
yes,
we're recording this.
And it's going to go down to in the 30s one night here soon. And the
of course,
high,
by
the high... Yeah. The high on Monday when they're hearing this is only going to be like 59.
I know. Now, don't worry. Don't stress. When we're recording this next week, the high is going to be 82. So correct. Do not. Don't worry. Yeah. Now, Big Fatty, did you see I pulled out a little.
You did. You've pulled something out of your little Target bag, and it appears to be crema-y.
It is. Actually, it's not out of my Target bag. It's out of my at-home bag.
Okay, your at-home bag.
Yeah, that's where I almost
there,
didn't
I've only been there one time.
Oh, gosh. It's fantastic. But I ran in there because, I went, you know, now that it's November.
No, wait a minute. Did you really run in
no,
there?
No. But okay. Now that it's after Halloween, after yes. The gay crema, like, I mean, it's time to start Christmas.
Hello?
So I realized I needed a Christmas tree topper. I don't really have one, and it's been bothering me.
Oh,
and
is that what that is?
Yeah, it lights up. It's got lights in it. I just haven't, you know, they're still up in there. But
right. You got to plug it in.
Yeah, you plug it into the chroma tree. So that's where I was because I'm going to put up the chroma tree this week if I can get
really?
The house clean. Well, I got to get the house cleaned because that's my thing is I won't put up the chroma tree over filth. So. Anyway, okay, but well. Yeah, but this past week for me was interesting.
Yes.
So Thursday morning, I had an optometrist appointment to see if we could get some of my vision back. And the answer to that, well, the answer to that was, yeah, probably not. So what they did is they've scheduled me for another surgery. So, like, essentially, I'm going to have the LASIK on that eye to improve my vision drastically. Still would need contacts or glasses, but then it's correctable. So,
okay.
But then, you know, Friday was good. Now, the temperature broke on Friday during the day, and it was getting cooler.
Kind of like your Depends. It broke.
Saturated, weight broke. But so I was at the coal mine and I finished everything. I've got to go to Florida this week for some coal mine business. And you know, that is the home of COVID. And so I said to the orange hat, I said, hey, do you mind if I mean, this is at like 4:30. I was like, I think if it's okay, unless you need something, because they were having cocktails. And I was like, I think unless you need something, I'm just going to head on out because I need to get stuff done. And he was like, okay, well, by the time I left, you know, got my shit together and TT'd and whatnot, it was 10 till 5. Got out of there and Big Fatty, I left the coal mine. And, you know, it was the day before Halloween. So they have all the kids stuff, the Parks and Rec have all the family stuff and all that right there near the coal mine. So, of course, like every street was closed and I had to go through great lengths to get to the interstate, and traffic was at a standstill, and I got through all that, and I'm like, Jesus, I'm never going to get home. I got to go to Target and get the kitty cat some food, and I was driving, and I saw something in the road, and so I moved over a lane, because it's not unusual for Deverus to be in the road around here. Because people don't give a shit. And but the car in front of me didn't really care and ran over it. And Big Fatty, there was the...
They went to Taco Bell too?
Right.
Okay.
So they ran over a concrete spreader. It looks like a big rake, but it's just flat on the end. And it flew back and slammed into my car and impaled itself into the front of my car. Luckily, it did not come through the windshield and kill me.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to laugh.
I think you did.
So basically what you're saying is that concrete rake is the raccoon of 2020.
Right. So, I mean, this all happened. I was like, what? And then some other stuff hit the car behind me. But they're adding an overpass to the interstate. And by they're adding, I mean, they have been for what? 15 years. And so I was right there. There's nowhere to pull over. So I went on up and got off the interstate at the next exit. And I heard all this noise and I was like, great. But you know, I figured it would be easier to get towed from a parking lot. And,
car wasn't running.
No, it was running. It was running. But I heard this awful noise. And so I pulled over and the lady in the brand new BMW 7 Series that was behind me that also got stuff, I mean, many tens of thousands of dollars of damage to her brand new $80,000 car, pulled over. Turns out mine was the rake hanging out of the front of my car, dragging on the ground. So that was the noise. So I removed the impaled tool and we called the police and they gave us numbers or, you know, the whatever. Because there's no one was hurt or anything, so they didn't come out, but which I did not surprise me. It surprised her. It did not surprise me. So I was able to come on home. And in fact, I'm still driving. I mean, if ever the appropriate sound.
Correct.
Yeah. It is now. So it's okay. I was able to pop some of it back into place, but it cracked the bumper, obviously. So she's going for an appraisal this week. And whatnot.
Does this mean that you're going to be getting rid of her?
I mean, maybe, but like, I mean, I'm going to have it fixed first. I mean, that's what insurance is for. I'm not particularly happy about spending the money for my deductible on top of all the other money I've spent this year, but As I told Hort, who was, I mean, she was devastated because her roof, her hood, and her windshield looked like it had been attacked by someone with a machine gun.
Or a concrete scraper.
Well, no, hers was something else. The concrete scraper firmly was implanted in the middle of my car. Hers was other stuff.
Did the concrete truck hit her?
Well, we don't know where all this stuff came from, but what happened was it was all in the road, and the car in front of us is like a SUV, one of those small ones, and was on the phone and didn't care. I mean, we all moved over. We all saw it. But this other car didn't care and just drove over all of it, and when he did, he threw it up in the air.
Ah.
So I luckily missed that damage. You know, it took out the, it's just slammed into the bumper, but I was swerving, and if I'd swerved another foot, I would have missed it. I swerved as much as I could with, you know, like to be safe.
Well, it's COVID.
Right. So anyway, so that was my week. So that's $500. I'm just going to set it on fire and never see it again. So yeah. Now we're recording this after the gay crema.
Yes.
Was there a hootenanny for the gay crema at the villa?
There was the Friday at Fatty's, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get to hear about that on my little show.
Or not. Okay.
And how dare you? And I did not hand out the trick-or-treat candy.
Very disappointing. Very disappointing.
However, there were two celebrities that stopped by the villa.
Were they in costume?
They were.
Oh.
So, tune in to the Big Fatty Show. I know Miss Lauren. She will do that. I know Nessa will do it. Now, Big Ricky had on a new costume this year. I don't know if you knew this or not. It was the opposite of a fat suit. It was a thin suit.
Ah. Now, did he have to lay down on the bed to get into it?
No, because he's almost lost 100 pounds.
I
could almost lose 100 pounds, but young Nicholas would never be able to come back over here.
Well, right. Aw. Is he there, by the way? Did I hear?
As a matter of fact, he isn't. By the way, did you remember to fall back?
Look, I woke up this morning. We were recording this on Sunday, and I woke up this morning, and I was like, good Lord, I feel well rested. It's early. I don't know what's going on. I was very confused, and I got downstairs, because, you know, all my clocks, for the most part, turn themselves back an hour, and got downstairs, and went to the refrigerator to get the iced coffee, and started making all that, and looked over at the stove, and I was like, wait, what? Did I fall back asleep when I got up? And then I realized that the time had changed, and I just didn't, like, it never comprehended. But yes, I fell back. I think everything except the bathroom clock is now at the right time.
Did the kittens fall back?
No.
Right.
I was wondering why they were yelling for breakfast, and I was like, I mean, yes, it's later than a work day, but... Right. Like, I fed them, I actually gave them an extra meal before bed last night because I was like, I'm going to want to sleep in. But see, they don't really care about that. So, but you know, Big Fatty.
Yes.
There is something that people care about.
Oh
my goodness. It's time to play this, that, or the other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty 3 answers. He has to tell us which one is true. Unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
I am a disembodied voice person.
Well, I'm glad you're ready to play. So, Big Fatty, you know, we hinted with some sleigh bells, some Christmas decorations, and other things that it's the crema season. And I was thinking about that. So I wrote this quiz myself. So none of you go ahead and accuse me. Don't even think about accusing me of stealing this from NPR. I did not.
So By the way, I knew it was the crema season?
How?
The archway Bells and Stars sugar cookies with the green and red crystallized sugar on top. That display was set up, and I've already bought it out.
Oh,
anyway, go ahead. Cool.
Well, today's topic. Now, I could have gone easy, but I would choose less easy. Today's topic is the 1969 American animated Christmas television special, Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, now, I admittedly, Frosty is probably
now,
one of
not
the...
Frosty, this is not Frosty Returns.
No, this is the Rankin-Bass production from 1969, the original.
Animated.
Frosty the Snowman. The animated, the Cell animated, because, you know, Frosty had to jump. So that's why they didn't do the claymation. That would have been a good question. Okay. But... now, I admit, this is probably, of all the Christmas specials, this one, classic, but yet probably the one we talk about the least. I mean, you know, if I had to
guess.
Well,
no, actually, the Heatmeister and the Frostmaster or whatever.
I thought that
either
was...
that or the Little Drummer Boy.
The Little Drummer Boy is definitely... It's also a Rankin-Bass production, I believe.
I know.
All right. Ugh. So... We're going to start out
the favorite Christmas carol. Anyway, go ahead.
So the first question is the easy one. Which came first, the song or the movie? So the song Frosty the Snowman that everyone knows, or the
and by the movie you mean
the 1960
animated special,
specifically what we're talking about, the 1969 animated special.
Well, the song came earlier because Jimmy Durante sang it long before the special.
Very good. You are correct. The song is from 1950, if you can believe that.
Frosty the Snowman.
Chris
from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, will like that Jimmy Durante impersonation.
All right. So the next question.
Mm-hmm.
Who played... Like, what international voiceover actor,
mm-hmm.
or an internationally famous voiceover actor, mm-hmm. played the voice of Karen, the little girl who befriended Frosty? Was it A, Elizabeth Taylor, mm-hmm. B, June Foray, or C, Natalie Wood?
I don't know this one, but I'm going to guess Foray because I don't know who that is.
Well, interesting. Interesting. That is correct. It was June Foray. Now, the third question is about June Foray.
What is she known for?
Well, that's funny. June Foray was quite popular in the 1950s and 60s animated film world. And she also voiced which of these famous characters?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Granny in, not Granny as in, you know, your
as
horrifying
in
friend.
Friday and Fatties.
Right. Granny in the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes cartoons. Uh-huh. Cindy Lou Who in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Or Rocky the Flying Squirrel in, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
And there's only one or it can be more than one?
It can be more than one.
I think she voiced all of them.
You are correct. You are correct. Mm-hmm. She was in all the things. Mm-hmm.
Now that you've told me she was a world-renowned voice actor, I think the old gal out there in Walnut Hills used to talk about her. I remember that name now. But yes, I think, okay.
Okay,
so I'm 3 for 3.
You're 3 for 3. Well, it's only 3 questions. We only do 3.
Oh, well,
so.
I guess I got 100%.
Yeah, well, you did. You did. That was impressive. I thought I was going to get you on some of those.
That's how they try to get you.
It's true. It's true. Now, did you know that CBS has announced the air dates for Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for this year? No, you probably didn't.
That's
so,
because they're on Apple TV Plus.
No, they're on CBS this year.
No. Oh.
Yeah, they are. So the Great Pumpkin or the Charlie Brown ones are on Apple TV Plus.
I thought I read something that said Rudolph was going to be on there too.
Well, Frosty the Snowman and Frosty Returns are on Friday, November 27th. Robbie the Reindeer, Hooves of the Lost Legend of the Lost Tribes, Story of Santa Claus are on the 28th, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is December 1st at 8 p.m. So
on CBS.
On CBS, that's what this news article says.
The first time that played in HD, Rudolph was creepy.
Yeah, well, he looks like a Christmas tree ornament that you've had for too long, you know, and it's just kind of
right. It's
started
a little,
falling
it's,
apart.
Looking a little bit like Squeaky Kitty nowadays.
Speaking of Squeaky Kitty.
Oh, wait a minute. We're going back into the home store.
No, this is the Marshall's bag.
The Marshall's bag. Oh, it's the eggnog.
It's the squeaky eggnog.
Of course it is.
So,
is that for you or the cats?
It is for my favorite tubby lady. Her name is Isla. She is
the one that has the ferret?
No.
Okay.
My favorite tubby lady, Isla, is owned by your little lamb. And is our coal mine dog. And, you know, the other coal mine dogs don't really like toys. But Isla loves, absolutely loves a squeaky toy. Okay. So I figured we're kicking off the Christmas season right. And it was on sale at Marshall's for like $2. So squeaky eggnog.
By the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of eggnog, I did go by the Sam's Club liquor, the liquor store. You know, you don't have to be a member at Sam's to buy in the liquor store. I don't know.
Well, in South Carolina, you don't.
But anyway, they had the pre liquored up eggnog there, and I said, you know what? I think I'm just going to try that. And as I was checking out, the lady behind me, she had a bottle of it. I said, have you tried that? And she goes, yes, and it's wonderful. She says, it's strong, though, I'm going to tell you. I went, thank you for calling. I almost went more a second one, but I figured I'd taste it first.
Well, right. You know, now, was it chilled?
No.
Ugh. So it's ultra-pasteurized. Well,
those cans of like Borden eggnog, it's not chilled.
Well, I
now,
also
the
don't drink that.
Eggnog is in the stores now.
Right. Ugh. Well, yeah. I do prefer to make my own. The Von Z sells eggnog all year long, though. That's kind of the thing. So hate to break it to you.
They don't.
They 100% do. If not, they sell it in the summer because they had it this summer. So,
or maybe for crema in July.
Right. But, yeah. Well, you know what else?
Yes. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty. It's that time.
Aren't
where...
you ready?
You're going to tell me who was born on this day, and I'm going to guess if they're dead or alive and who they are.
Right, Alice Brady.
That one will get you, because, you know, I'm assuming we're not talking about Alice from the Brady Bunch, but rather Tom Brady's wife, Alice, and she's very much still alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Alice Brady is dead. She died in 1939. She was an American actress, and she was in the movies My Man Godfrey, The Gay Divorcee, and Zenobia. So, how about
I
that?
I see. Uh-huh.
Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster. Oh, he was an actor. Mm-hmm. You're going to... Don't ask me what he was in. I think he's dead.
Burt Lancaster is dead. He died in 1994. Ooh. He was in that movie From Here to Eternity. You know, that has the scene where they're making out and the waves come crashing up on them on the shore.
Okay. Was that filmed off of the Highway 1 in Woodland Hills, California, near the Moonlight Diner?
Very similar.
Okay, I thought so.
James Knox Polk.
Dead. He was the inventor, other than being the president of the United States, he was the inventor of the hokey pokey.
The pokey. Right.
Well, right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
He was the 11th president of the U.S. Ooh. Oh. He was born in Pineville, North Kakalaki. How about that? Died in 1849. All right. This last one.
You knew him. Okay.
Yeah, I did. The last one, I'm not sure you're going to get Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone?
Excuse me. Danil.
Danil. Boone. Gonna go with the dad.
Uh-huh.
This is embarrassing because, you know, I don't know, but he is I don't want to admit to this, but he is the founder of the Boone's Farm, other than being like, you know, pioneer. He was the founder of the Boone's Farm, which is, you know, the high class alcohol that you can drink.
Well, yes. Okay. Especially in Pineville, North Kakalaki. But yes, he is dead. Believe it or not, he was an American frontiersman and explorer. Died in 1820.
Oh, did you? I mean, you were a little young. Did you not? Okay.
I didn't get a chance to meet him.
He was probably too famous
Daniel
by that point.
Daniel Boone was a man, was a real man. You know, what was he known for?
What? I just said he was an explorer. What?
No.
Well, were you talking? I'm sorry, what? No, what?
How dare you? How dare you? His coonskin cap.
I thought that was...
Well, maybe that's Davy Crockett.
Yeah, I thought Davy Crockett had the...
Poor Big Daddy. Like,
Because in the Ballad of Davy Crockett, anyway.
Oh, maybe that was... No, Daniel Boone was a man. It wasn't Davy Crockett was a man.
Big Fatty.
The Ballad of Daniel Boone, or Daniel Boone song.
By Fess Parker?
Fess Parker, uh-huh.
Boone was a man, a man. Yes, a man.
Did you drive around in your Thunderbird jam into this?
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, he was brave, he was fearless and as tough.
I have never heard this before. I've never heard this.
That's a toe tapper.
I have... I can, you know, the Ballad of Davy Crockett, I know, but this?
Oh, yeah, this goes way, this is a toe tapper. I guarantee you Archer's heard this.
Well, it's probably what gets him out of bed to go on his walks in the morning.
Well, that is his go-to music when he's on his nipple walks.
It's true. You know what else I'm thinking is how glad is everyone that we limit our time to 30 minutes?
Because I know I am.
Oh, 100% me as well. Yeah. Ooh. Because, you know, there was a certain show this past week that went, like, for an hour. Not calling any names or saying it's about Elvis. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, just saying.
An hour?
It was a... Yeah. Ooh. It went an hour. Ooh.
Oh, dear Gussie.
So, can you believe the time is up?
While the time is up, how are you celebrating or how are you spending election night?
Locked in my house, not watching the results and probably drinking heavily. How about yourself?
Well, I'm going to have me an eggnog, I think. Oh, dear Gussie, and I am going to watch the results because, you know, it only happens once in 4 years, and then probably...
And you may not be here for the next
one. Right. And, you know, this is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime election. So, anyway, y'all, if you hadn't voted, get your ass up and go do it.
Right. Right. Do not mail it. Go to the polls and vote. Take your ballot to drop it off, whatever.
As I tell people, if you don't want to vote, go veto somebody.
Exactly. But okay. Do not bitch about this if you don't go and vote.
Okay. So since we voted, we can bitch. Is that it?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over old Crooked Hat during all of this. You know, speaking of bitching, he's got something to bitch about. We talked over his little thing.
He doesn't listen to this.
Oh.